The 5 o'clock news is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. Baltimore Bridge Collapse. I'm Michelle Franzen. The investigation into the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge after it was hit by a cargo ship is just beginning and massive in scope. The NTSB, now the lead agency, Chair Jennifer Homendy, says workers did not board the container ship yet. While the Coast Guard conducts a search for the six people unaccounted for, the ship now tangled in the crushed metal from the bridge.
The vessel is 985 feet long. It's a 95,000 gross ton container ship.
ABC's Terry Moran says it also delivered a blow to the critical port.
It is a major port of entry for automobiles and automobile parts from Europe. And all of that traffic is now frozen. There are 40 vessels, we are told, with Baltimore as their destination, heading this way. Many have been backed up already into the Atlantic.
This is ABC News. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has announced that Nicole Shanahan will be his running mate, citing her passion for health care. Kennedy said it was crucial to choose a young running mate. Shanahan is a lawyer who is 38. The FDA says some over-the-counter pain creams could pose health problems.
The FDA is advising consumers to stay away from a series of topical pain relief products used before, during, and after procedures like tattooing, piercing, and laser hair removal. The FDA sent warning letters to six companies: TXTX, CNext Venture, Tattoo Numbing Cream Company, Painless Tattoo Company, Dermal Source, and Ink Easy. Some of these companies' products have higher than permitted levels of the painkiller lidocaine. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot, now more than $1.1 billion, and there was no big Powerball winner last night. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance agents, insurance designed with you in mind. Look for snow showers ending in the evening tonight, and then breezy and much colder with a low of 19. Patchy sun tomorrow. It'll be breezy and chilly with a high of 37. Winds will be west 12 to 22 and mostly clear and brisk tomorrow night with a low of 18. Currently in Richland Center, our winds are out of the southwest at around 9 to 11 miles per hour. And it is snowing outside and our current temperature is 34 degrees.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A six-year-old child remains in critical but stable condition after a crash in Muscadet on March 16th, according to Channel 3000. Muscadet police say fire and EMS were dispatched to the intersection of 2nd Street and Warehouse Street. Witnesses stated the ATV was traveling at a high rate of speed on 2nd Street when it crashed into a trailer being pulled by a pickup. The child was riding in front of his father on the ATV. The ATV was traveling approximately 34 miles per hour in a 25 mile per hour zone before the crash. The man has been released from the hospital and was cited for several violations, including operating an ATV without a valid license and operating an ATV in a careless manner. A Texas man has been identified as the person killed in a water tank incident in Blair over the weekend. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Office, 30-year-old Carlos Medina of El Paso was reported stuck inside a water tank cleaning sediment around 5 Saturday. He had reportedly been in the tank with scuba gear and a wetsuit for about 45 minutes, and officials believe that he may have become hypothermic and tangled in a 90-foot suction tube. Authorities pronounced him deceased at the scene. Wisconsin is considering letting school start in August. Local schools like the idea, but the state's tourism does not. The owners of resorts, restaurants, and others told a hearing yesterday they need school-age workers during the peak of the summer season. Local schools say they need more flexibility. The change still needs approval from lawmakers and the governor. Cheating on your spouse is technically a felony in Wisconsin, which can land you in jail for 3 months and up to $10,000 in fines. Authorities rarely pursue charges, but there's a move to take the law off the books in other states like New York. Lawmakers there say prosecutors shouldn't dig into what consenting adults do behind closed doors. Efforts to debunk election conspiracy theories in Wisconsin resume tonight in West Bend. That's where Kathy Bernier and the group Keep Our Republic will hold a seminar.
If we have a successful election with no drama or accusations, that will be a success.
Bernier speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront, Keep Our Republic was formed to counter doubts about the 2020 election. She says election skeptics are surprised when they see how hard it really would be to fix an election.
The care that the election officials take in preparing for the election and after the election and all of the audits and the canvasses that take place, they're very surprised.
Bernier hopes her work will ensure no accusations or drama about November's votes are counted. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles explains the steps needed to obtain an ID to show at the polls if the voter does not already have some form of ID, such as a Wisconsin driver license or ID. There is no separate voter ID, and a federally compliant real ID is not required in the state. First, voters wondering what forms of ID are acceptable at the polls should check the Wisconsin Elections Commission website. Those looking to get their first Wisconsin ID should begin at DMV's website, wisconsindmv.gov/idcards. This ID may be obtained free from the DMV if used for voting purposes. Next, bring the required documents and apply at your nearest DMV. Appointments are available but not required. Certain documents, such as a birth certificate, proof of identity, and Wisconsin residency, are necessary to obtain an official Wisconsin ID card. If all documentation is not readily available, DMV offers a free process that may be used to obtain a receipt valid for voting while the remaining documents or verifications are obtained. DMV's toll-free hotline at 844-588-1069 is available for questions on obtaining an ID. Questions regarding voter eligibility, poll locations, voter registration information, or other election information may be directed to the Wisconsin Elections Commission website. The Department of Natural Resources wants input on how it manages Wisconsin's elk herd. Biologist Joshua Spiegel says a major part of a new plan is keeping the population of bull elk in check.
So with elk, you're able to kind of take a limited surplus and provide that opportunity to hunters within the state without negatively impacting the breeding of those animals.
Spiegel says the department and farmers are also working together to try and minimize elk-human contact, especially in the central region where elk can damage crops. You can enter your input online at dnr.wi.gov. Just search for elk. This spring, the American Red Cross asked donors to help defend the blood supply by giving blood or platelets now to combat a monstrous fact. Only 3 out of 100 people donate blood. In recent weeks, the Red Cross has seen an encouraging increase in the blood supply, but blood and platelet donation appointments remain vital this month. People of all blood types, especially those with type O blood, are critical to ensuring hospital shelves can be replenished as soon as possible. A blood drive will be held Thursday from noon to 5 at St. Martin's Lutheran Church in Cross Plains. A blood drive will also be held Friday from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Arena Fire and EMS building. To book a time to give, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows. The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce invites the community to participate in an Easter peep hunt, 8 o'clock Thursday morning through Easter Sunday evening at 5. Walk through the Richland Center downtown and find the peep displays at participating local business windows. Forms will be available to submit the peeps you found and be entered for special drawing. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting entries for the 16th annual Great Waters Photo Contest and Writing Project through April 1st. The top photographs and writing submissions will be featured in the DNR's Office of Great Waters next calendar. The photo contest and writing project highlight how people connect with and value the Great Lakes and Mississippi River, inspiring greater care for these vast yet vulnerable resources. Eligible entries include photos of Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, or the Mississippi River in Wisconsin, and short essays, stories, or poems around 200 words inspired by the Great Waters. Written descriptions of stewardship projects or partnerships to help protect or restore Wisconsin's Great Waters will also be accepted. Pictures of all seasons are needed and are accepted in the following categories: people enjoying Wisconsin's Great Waters, cultural and historical features, natural features, and wildlife. Email all photography entries to DNR Great Waters Photo Contest at wisconsin.gov and all writing entries to DNR Great Waters Writing Project at wisconsin.gov by April 1st. Include your name, address, phone number, and email address with the submission. Judging will be completed by a panel of DNR staff members. Criteria for judging include visual and technical merit, creativity, and composition. To review the photo contest and writing project rules and instructions, visit the DNR's Great Waters Photo Contest and Writing Project webpage. For questions about the photo contest or writing project, contact Susan Tesserick, DNR Office of Great Waters at 608-977-2416. Today's winner of $50 in the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 calendar raffle is Babe Kraska of Lone Rock on ticket number 882.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Sue Ann Mesera, 74, of Woodman, died March 14th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held Wednesday at 11:30 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be at a later date. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11:30. Sue Ann Mesera, 74, of Woodman. Roger Arley Haw, 77, of Richland Center, died March 12th at home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czech National Cemetery near Yuba. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Roger Arley Haw, 77, of Richland Center. Dennis Lee, Scotty Scott, 80, of Richland Center, died Friday. A celebration of life will be held next Tuesday, April 2nd, from 5 to 7 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Burial will be held at a later date in Dayton Corners Cemetery. Dennis Lee, Scotty Scott, 80, of Richland Center. Richard B., Rick Brewer, 69, of Verona, died March 10th at home. A graveside service will be held at 12:30 Saturday, April 6th at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center from 1 until 3. Richard B., Rick Brewer, 69, of Verona.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, much colder conditions building in across the area now in the wake of a strong low-pressure system, which is in upper Michigan, moving away from us. Still a few flakes of snow flying with that this evening, but don't expect too much accumulation here. The better chance of several inches will be in far northwest Wisconsin. Otherwise, a few patches of sun tomorrow, but still feeling like winter. Thursday should be a pretty nice day with lots of sunshine and slightly less wind as well. By Friday night, the next front will sweep across Wisconsin, should bring us a few rain showers, which would end early Saturday. At this point, only expecting about a 10th inch of rain with that one. There should be a break for Sunday before a stronger storm system moves in from the southwest by Monday of next week. That one could bring a soaking rain to our region once again, possibly a half inch or so. There could even be some accumulating snow in the northern part of the state. That forecast now for tonight. Look for some scattered snow showers throughout the evening. Breezy and much cooler with a low temperature of 19 degrees. West wind 10 to 18. Tomorrow, patchy sun developing. Breezy and cool. High 37. West wind 12 to 22. Wednesday night, mostly clear and brisk. Low at 18 degrees. Thursday, mostly sunny and turning a bit warmer. High at 43. Westerly wind 8 to 15. The outlook for Friday, partly sunny, low 23 with a high of 52. 50% chance of light rain developing by late Friday evening. Saturday, light rain possible early in the morning, partial clearing later in the day. Low 34 with a high of 52. Sunday, mixed skies, low 29 with a high of 53. And Monday, rain likely, low temperature 34 with a high of 48. So again, tonight, a few light snow showers early. Bundle up. It's going to be blustery and chilly. Temps dropping down into the upper 20s in the evening, 19 by tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's snowing and our temperature is 34 degrees after a daytime high of 53, which was set at 118 this morning, and a morning low of 44. Record high back in 2007 is 80 degrees, with a record low of 6 below set back in 1888. Last year's high was 45 with a low of 24. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:21, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:53. Winds are out of the southwest around 7 to 9 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.52, and we have received a 32/100 of an inch of rain and maybe a trace of snow. Pretty much the snow has been melting as it comes down. So our current temperature is 34 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. A sore ankle will keep LeBron James out of tonight's Lakers game in Milwaukee. The future Hall of Fame NBA player has had issues with that ankle all season, but has managed to average almost 25.5 points, 7.2 points, and just over 8 assists a game. The Lakers hope to have James as healthy as possible for the postseason. Right now, they face the possibility of needing to take part in a play-in game to make it. And the Bucks and Lakers are be playing at Pfizer Forum. Tip-off will be at 6:30, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Pre-game will start at around 6. Not a good way to start the season. 2 days before the opener, the Brewers have lost their starting outfielder, Garrett Mitchell, who has suffered a fracture in his left hand. The 25-year-old Mitchell plans to get a second opinion from a specialist, but insiders say it looks like he will miss 1 or 2 months. He had a good spring by hitting .319 with a homer and 8 RBIs. And right now, the Brewers... Actually, the game is final. The Brewers lost to the Colorado Rockies by a score of 6-1. And that was the final spring training game of the season. The Brewers will open up the regular season in New York on Thursday. First pitch in that contest will be at 12:10. And you will be able to hear that broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. It's the first in 3 years, but the Wisconsin men's hockey team is preparing for the program's 27th all-time appearance in the NCAA tournament. The Badgers are seeded second in the Providence Regional for this weekend. They are set to meet the defending national champion team, Quinnipiac, on Friday afternoon at 4:30. If they win, the Badgers will take on either Boston College or Michigan Tech Sunday afternoon at 3. University of Wisconsin shooting guard A.J. Starr will be considering his options, including another visit to the transfer portal. Right now, the junior-to-be says he's still thinking about the 72-61 loss to James Madison in last week's first round of the NCAA tournament. Starr led the Badgers in scoring the season with almost 17 points a game. He shot poorly while scoring 13 points in the loss to James Madison. Guard Connor Estgen says he will guard Connor Estgen says he will transfer and walk-ons Ross Candelino and Luke Hartley are also entering the portal.
Founded in Prairie du Sac over 100 years ago and locally staffed, Schwartz Insurance has grown to be one of Wisconsin's leading independent insurance agencies. Caring about their customers is an important part of their past and the key to their future. Talk to them about your personal, business, farm, life, or health insurance needs. Call 647-8891 in Richland Center and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual insurance agency.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. from residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders, two large bulk tanks. Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. There have been reports, though it's not official, that Greg Joseph would join the Packers as a place kicker who will compete with 2023 rookie draft pick Anders Carlson in training camp. Joseph has prior experience in the NFL as he's been a member of six franchises, most recently the Minnesota Vikings. The Packers front office is confirming talks have already started with quarterback Jordan Love about a contract extension. It would be his second. As it stands now, Love is set to become an unrestricted free agent in 2025. General Manager Brian Gutekunst calls them preliminary discussions, but it isn't like the team will let its young quarterback leave. Gutekunst appeared ready to sign a long-term deal with Love. He threw for 4,159 yards and 32 touchdowns during the regular season, completing more than 64% of his passes, then put up even better statistics in the two playoff games they played. And kickoff returns are returning to the NFL. Team owners have approved a new rule that will take what essentially had become a dead play and make it an integral part of the game again. The major overhaul is two special teams has been in the works for years. It takes elements off of the kickoff rules used in the XFL and tweaks them for use in the NFL beginning in 2024. There were 1,970 touchbacks on kickoffs last season, and now could be returns. There were 92 fair catches last season that are no longer allowed. Any ball caught in the field of play must be returned. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's Great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership.
They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. Earlier this year, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society was named this year's Richland Rejuvenates Making a Difference Organization of the Year. OMHS is deeply honored by this award, recognizing it as an important community service organization. Founded 25 years ago, OMHS has always had the dual mission of caring for and finding loving forever homes for our area's homeless pets and educating our community about responsible pet care. This year especially, OMHS thanks all of the many people who through the years have helped OMHS work toward meeting those goals by giving so generously of their time, talents, hard work, and donations. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Are you looking for quality cattle? Head to the Richland Cattle Center every Wednesday morning at 11:30. This week's auction includes a herd from Rick Oldenburg of West Salem. Rick is retiring from milking and will sell his 40-cow herd at this auction. AI sired and bred for many years, the cows are milked in tie stalls and let outside daily. The herd is bred for year-round calving on DHI test with low SEC and some cows milking to 100 pounds. Clean farm conditions, you'll like these, a couple of Jerseys and a few R&Ws. Your attendance would be appreciated. Plus the usual fresh cows, two-year-olds, milking and bred back cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, baby heifers, and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30, your source for top-notch cattle.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Tuesday, hogs were mixed, soybeans, cattle, and corn finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans were down on profit-taking and technical selling, giving back part of Monday's gains, waiting for Thursday's USDA numbers. Brazil's basis is moving higher, but remains below the United States, limiting export demand. May beans were down 10 and a quarter at $11.99. July was 9 and a quarter lower at $12.12.5. May soybean meal was $1.90 lower at $3.39.10. May soybean oil was down 60 points at $48.42. Corn was lower, monitoring conditions ahead of widespread planting, with this week's precipitation resurging soil moisture to some extent. Dry conditions are an issue for second crop corn in parts of Brazil, and Argentina could turn warmer and drier next week. May corn was down 5 1/4 at $4.32.5. July was 6 1/4 lower at $4.45. And wheat was lower. Recent precipitation should benefit hard and soft red winter, but there could be some damage from a midweek freeze. HRW remains in much better condition than this time last year. May Chicago was down 11.5 at 5.43.5. May Kansas City was 12 1/4 lower at 5.77 1/4. May Minneapolis wheat was down 12 1/4 at 6.47 1/4. Live and feeder cattle were sharply lower on speculative and technical selling, waiting for widespread direct cash cattle business to develop. Megan Grebner will have more on cash livestock in a moment. April live is down 310 at 183.10. June was 322 lower at 178.37. April feeders were down $5 at 245.45. And hogs were mixed, watching demand and waiting for Thursday's quarterly inventory numbers. April lean was up 42 at 85.57. June was down 32 at 101.35. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this brief break.
This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitech and Veltima Fungicide from BASF.
The residual of the products, we can get a lot longer window coverage out of one application rather than two more timely applications. That's one thing that we work with fungicides now after tar spot's gotten a lot more common, and we're better able to fight off the diseases with a fungicide application.
I just believe that Veltima and Revitech are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now.
Yeah, we wouldn't run it on our own farm if we didn't believe it was the best fungicide to put out there. Yeah, well, just give it a try. I mean, the first year that we tried it, we had a neighbor come over and make a drone application on just 10 acres.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Direct cash cattle trade activity did pick up Tuesday afternoon. Some early deals were reported in Kansas at $186 live, but it's too early in the week and too small of numbers to determine if that's an accurate price trend. Bids surfaced at $184 live. Asking prices were around $188 plus live in the South. Boxed beef close mixed with light to moderate demand for solid offerings. Choice up 20 cents at $311.09. Select close at $1.70 lower at $300. 26. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head, up 3,000 on the week and down nearly 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower. Barrows and gilts at the national daily direct down 54 cents with a weighted average of 80.63. The Iowa Minnesota was down 55 cents with a weighted average of 80.62. And the Western Corn Belt down $1.58 with a weighted average of 79.59. Pork values closed lower, down 41 cents at 95.33, and estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. A group of biofuel supporters are asking the U.S. EPA to provide an emergency summer waiver for E15 quickly. In a letter to the EPA, the group says there are extreme and unusual circumstances happening across the world that are affecting fuel supplies. The groups ask EPA to implement emergency waivers on a temporary basis, effective May 1st. More news is next.
This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitec and Veltima fungicide from BASF.
The residual of the products, we can get a lot longer window coverage out of one application rather than two more timely applications. That's one thing that we work with fungicides now after tar spot's gotten a lot more common, and we're better able to fight off the diseases with a fungicide application.
I just believe that Veltima and Revitec are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now.
Yeah, we wouldn't run it on our own farm if we didn't believe it was the best fungicide to put out there. Yeah, well, just give it a try. I mean, the first year that we tried it, we had a neighbor come over and make a drone application on just 10 acres.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Director of the Soy Transportation Coalition warns the U.S. agricultural supply chain could feel ripple effects from the Baltimore bridge collapse. Mike Steenhook tells Brownfield ocean vessels like the one that struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge early Tuesday typically make multiple stops.
So the impact of this is not just going to be confined to Baltimore. Obviously, that's ground zero. That's where the problem will be most acutely felt. But it's also going to have an impact on these other port regions.
The Texas Ag Commissioner says there are many unknowns about the impacts of highly pathogenic avian influenza in cattle. Sid Miller says the illness being reported in the Texas Panhandle has lasted up to 10 days per case, and the cows testing positive are isolated. Once those cows have recovered, they can return to the herd.
Not treated like chickens or poultry that get the bird flu, as it depopulates the whole flock.
I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
A recent illness affecting lactating dairy cows in the Southwest has been identified.
At least in some of these cattle and some of the herds in Texas and in Kansas, they have identified detection of the highly pathogenic avian influenza virus.
That's Wisconsin State Veterinarian Dr. Darlene Conkle. We'll hear more from her and Dr. Brian Bull with the Texas Animal Health Commission next on Brownfields Managing for Profit.
Farmers have options when it comes to maximizing yield potential and protecting their crops from yield-robbing pests. In this CAB conversation, Samantha Brantner, DeKalb Technical Agronomist, shares how growers can protect yields from those early season pests.
What the VT4 Pro is going to bring is the highest level of protection for above and below ground. When you're looking at that above ground protection, it's going to be very comparable to our Tricepta. We're going to get increased protection compared to corn earworm, the western bean cutworm. And that western bean cutworm was one for us here in Wisconsin that was really, really prevalent.
And she says there's a new seed treatment to protect against nematodes.
N314. That is really the first time that our industry has seen dual mode of action using a chemistry and a biological product specifically focusing on nematodes.
To learn more, go to DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, green marketing, and other stewardship practices. 2024 Peer Group, all rights reserved.
Cause of the illness that has affected some lactating dairy cows was identified Monday as the highly pathogenic avian influenza virus, the same virus that's been impacting chicken and turkey operations for a couple of years, and just last week was identified in some Minnesota goats. Dr. Darlene Conkle is Wisconsin's state veterinarian.
Well, we heard from USDA Veterinary Services that at least in some of these cattle and some of the herds in Texas and in Kansas, they have identified detection of the highly pathogenic avian influenza virus. So these are results that are just coming out. What we know is that virus was detected in the tissues and some of the samples submitted to the lab. USDA is looking at this along with the other states. We don't know if that's the complete picture yet. There may be other factors at play here as well.
Dr. Brian Bull with the Texas Animal Health Commission tells Brownfield the symptoms have been observed since late February in some milk cows, but the illness does not appear to affect other cattle.
It doesn't appear to affect the dry cows or the dry heifers, but it appears to affect mid-lactation cows, generally middle-aged to older cows. The clinical symptoms that they're seeing in a lot of these dairies are pretty high-tech, and they can actually electronically monitor rumen activity or their stomach. And what they're seeing with these cows is their rumen activity significantly decreases, and then the guys doing the milking in the dairy are starting to see a change in the milk consistency. And instead of it being normal milk consistency, like you would see a normal cow that's past freshening and doesn't have colostrum anymore, more to like a colostrum or a thicker type consistency. The cows generally decrease their feed intake, and they may or may not have a fever. And some of them have a transient diarrhea. We haven't been seeing any mortalities related to this. Generally, as far as herds, we're seeing somewhere between 2 to 10% of the animals affected. Most of the time, if the dairies will keep milking them, a lot of these cattle will return to normal consistency with respect to milk in about 10 to 14 days, but they don't always get their volume back.
Conkle says the investigation is continuing.
USDA is looking at this along with the other states. We don't know if that's the complete picture yet. There may be other factors at play here as well.
USDA's Plant and Animal Health Inspection Service has not said what, if anything, they found in samples from the affected Kansas dairy cattle. Thanks to Dr. Brian Bull from Texas and Dr. Darlene Conkle from Wisconsin. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoon with Timsack Auction Realty. With sale results and upcoming events, we had a smaller but good sale. Large squares topped at $220 a ton and large rounds topped at $165 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. We have online only auctions coming up, so keep an eye out. We are also looking for consignments for our spring sale. We already have lawnmowers, boats, campers, and much more. Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsackauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetoon. I have a great day.
Downtown, just another Friday night. Until you walk by with those painted on jeans, hugging your hips just right. It's just right. Girl, you got me thinking. Why you drinking alone, staring at your phone? And you just spinning that outing song. I can't go wrong, I can't go wrong. Can I buy you
Just wish that I could talk to you again somehow, some way, even if it's for a moment, so I can hear you say, "Don't cry for me, I'm alright, I'm better than you know." And this life can be a shorter ride, so don't wait on sorrow, and just hold on to those moments and the memories we share. We're both headed for the same place anyway, I just beat you there. I just beat you there. And as each day goes by, I get a little bit stronger. But that don't stop me from wishing you were here a little bit longer. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So I'm gonna smile when I think of you, like I know you'd want me to. And I know you're watching over me, and everything I do, and all those things I never got to say. Well, I'll send them with this prayer, then look up, wipe my tears, and raise my beer. And I'll see you there.
That was Will Dempsey with Beachy there on Country and Community. Before that, we had Chris Darlington with Stay for a Little While. I'm Tim Thiede. I'll be here till the 8 o'clock hour bringing you some great music and information. Hoping your Tuesday night's going to be a good one. And now it's not snowing out. It's just cloudy out there. So that's a good thing. But temperatures are now down to 33, according to the Words Florin Home temperature, temperature gauge. And the winds are out of the southwest, around 5 to 8 miles per hour. That's making it feel a little bit on the chilly, really chilly outside. So if you have to step outside, if you haven't been outside already, which I'm sure you have, but if you haven't, make sure you bundle up and keep yourself warm. But it won't stick around for much longer because tomorrow is supposed to get up to about 37. It's just still cool then, but once we get into Thursday, 43, and then Friday, 52, and we're talking on Sunday, high of 53, so that'll be really nice for Easter Sunday. Just wanted to let you know that the annual Lloyd Cemetery Association meeting is being held tonight at 6:30. That's going to be held at the home of Jerry and Glee Moore.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said, I get nervous. Maybe we record it somewhere relaxing, like a hot tub. Us Days means exclusive offers like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone, which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply. Actor portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
Cars have airbags, backup cameras, and blind spot sensors, and your auto insurance can be just as protective. It starts with your agent. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Based on an understanding of your situation, our agency can help you determine which coverage options are best for you, the policy that covers what you need, and nothing you don't. Competitive rates are just the beginning. From there, our agency can help you create a personal price plan just for you, digging deep to find options and meet your need at a price that's right for you. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
WRCO 100.9. I can't lie, I've been drinking. I thought I saw you dancing, guess it was wishful thinking.
I saw your truck, it's just my luck. Trying not to look, but I die to feel your touch.
We two fall gone after 2 a.m. Both drunk, standing under neon lights. We two fall gone if you're looking at me singing. Take me home tonight, it's closing time. Should we pick your place or mine?
Always comes back around.
I don't want you, boy, I need you. Whatever happened before, I don't care anymore. It's you over and over again.
We two fall gone after 2 a.m. Both drunk, standing under neon lights. We two fall gone if you're looking at me singing. Take me home. Your place.
you has turned out to be so inconvenient. And wishing I was with you just seems to use up all my time. You've been gone so long that it's hard to recall just how the dream went. And all but this broken heart in me, I guess, is doing fine. Is it still over? Are we still through? Since my phone still ain't ringing, I assume it still ain't you. I've half a mind to take the time to find somebody new, but I'm not too sure that I'm still over you. That lie that I tried to slip by you was told with good intentions. It was just another way to say I love you and protect you from the truth. And half a pound of cure is surely worth a half an ounce of your prevention. And trying to explain while I'm insane's the hardest thing I've ever tried to do. Is it still over? Are we still through? Since my phone still ain't ringing, I assume it still ain't you. Well, I've had a mind to take the time to find somebody new, but I'm not too sure that I'm still over you.